But House Veterans Affairs Committee lawmakers aren't waiting for that ruling. Members are looking at VA to task. They're taking VA to task for what they call blatant disregard of the law, giving service-disabled and veteran-owned small businesses priority for all of VA contracting. Joining us to sort all of this out is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Tom and Amy.
All right, so this December 15th date, why is this important?
Well, VA must decide whether to follow GAO's recommendations to reopen a contract and make sure and make it a service-disabled veteran-owned business set aside. When they went through it initially, they went through the federal supply schedule and decided it could just go through a regular task order process. And it's actually not just VA who's going to decide. It's the Justice Department, their lawyers, that will work with, obviously, VA to decide what's going to happen. This all stems from a protest of a contract VA awarded, again, through the federal supply schedule for office furniture. A company by the name of Aldevra is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, and they challenge VA's interpretation of a 2006 law that says VA shall give service-disabled and veteran-owned small businesses preference over all others in contracting if, and this is big, two or more are found capable of doing the work, and those two can do it at a reasonable cost. VA claims this provision is just for the set-aside programs, meaning contracts specifically set aside for small, disadvantaged, women-owned, hub-zone-located 8A-type firms. Ralph White is GAO's Managing Associate General Counsel for Procurement Law. He says GAO applied the plain meaning of the 2006 law when it reviewed the protest. Listen to this exchange from yesterday's hearing between White and Subcommittee Chairman Bill Johnson.
We view our obligation is to, in thinking about legislative history, to look at the plain meaning of the statute. And if we can decide a question based on the plain meaning, that's really where we stop. And the plain meaning of this statute led us to conclude that Congress used the word shall. It didn't include any exceptions, and we could not see, nor did the VA provide, any explanation of how they could justify going elsewhere.
Just a good distinction. The word shall has a very, very explicit meaning in government contracting, right? What does the word shall mean?
It certainly doesn't mean may.
That's right. Does not leave much to interpretation. Is that safe?
Yes, sir.
So if DOJ and VA decide not to follow GAO's recommendations, then the Comptroller General, the person who leads GAO, will submit a report to the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees, and then it's up to those lawmakers to take action. Now, White says it's been 2 years since an agency hasn't followed GAO's recommendations on a bid protest decision. So this is obviously very unusual happening.
So why do lawmakers believe VA isn't meeting the law that governs priority preference for service-disabled and veteran-owned small businesses?
And this was the huge point of contention during yesterday's hearing. Johnson and other lawmakers wanted an explanation from VA's small business director, Thomas Lenny, and VA Deputy General Counsel Jack Johnson. As you will hear in this exchange between Johnson and Lenny and Thompson, VA struggled to explain it.
Mr. Lenny, I want a straightforward answer. Where in the priority scheme do VOSBs and SDVOSBs fall? You said there is a priority and a hierarchy. Putting them in open source, which is the eighth category down, is not first and second, as previously identified in VA acknowledgement of the Title 38 requirements. So, straightforward answer. Where do they fall?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to become engaged in acquisition policy issues. I think I'm not the right person to answer that question directly.
Who is the right person?
It would be our chief of acquisition policy.
We started asking these questions 30 days ago, and we were told that that the people appearing before this subcommittee today would be able to answer those specific questions. So, Mr. Thompson, you're the one that was identified as being able to answer those specifics.
Well, I was,
where do VOSBs and SDVOSBs fall in that priority?
Within department set-asides, service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses are number one.
It does.
Other veteran
that's
owns,
not what that's not what Title 38 says. It doesn't say for VA set-asides. It says in the contracting acquisition process, they were to be placed as number one and number two. And that's been acknowledged by the VA in the past.
Sir, I respectfully disagree. VA has always been of the opinion that the correct interpretation of those veterans first provisions is that within all set asides, service disabled veteran owned businesses stay on top.
So as you guys can hear, I mean, the exchange between Johnson, Thomas Lenny from VA, and Jack Thompson from VA was not pleasant. And that's the way most of the hearing went. I mean, Johnson pulled out three different occasions that VA officials testified or VA submitted official documents that say that listed service disabled and veteran and small businesses as their highest priority for all acquisitions. Now, Johnson called VA's testimony disappointing at best. And I caught up with Johnson after the hearing to ask him about VA's position.
I can't speak for why their interpretation is misguided. The way I read the law and the statements made by the VA previously, it doesn't talk about priority within those set aside. It talked about priority within the Veteran Administration's acquisition requirements. So I think that's where some of the concerns are.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, VA has struggled with this program ever since Congress passed the law. And as you mentioned, it goes back to 2006. So beyond this disagreement, is the program of set-asides working? Is it improving?
Well, to be fair to VA, this is just one issue, a potentially precedent-setting one that they're struggling with. But overall, VA actually has done some interesting work and made some progress in fixing the oversight over the service-disabled and veteran-owned small business program. Both GAO and VA say the progress is real and measurable. Lenny says VA has improved how they communicate with vendors who want to be certified as service-disabled or veteran-owned small businesses.
We have completed the removal of all non-verified firms from the vendor information pages 3 months ahead of schedule. When I last met with you in July, it took an average of 127 days to process an initial verification application. We've now reduced that to 75 days. In April, some applicants had waited months to receive word that there were an issue with their veteran or service-disabled, service-connected disability status. Veterans now receive their status within 48 hours. In response to valid complaints regarding lack of information on status of initial applications, we've established a policy that applicants receive updates at all key points in the process, and the current standard for the CVE help desk to provide a response is one business day.
Now, Lenny added that applicants can receive an update online on demand and clarified the program's requirements and explained, again, more clearly, the most frequent reasons why vendors are denied either of the two statuses, service-disabled or veteran-owned small business. Now, Greg Kutz is GAO's Director of Forensic Audits and Investigative Service. He says GAO made 13 recommendations to VA to fix the certification program, and many of them, if not all of them, are either being made or are underway. Kutz says there are still three areas VA should focus on. I'll go through them real quickly. Human capital, make sure the staff is trained and understands how to maintain program integrity. VA should do more unannounced visits to those service-disabled and veteran-owned small firms, site visits. GAO recommends VA should do this part of the application process, but as well as the re-verification process. And finally, VA needs to be more aggressive in their use of suspension and debarments to make sure bad actors have consequences.
So, Jason, what does GAO's ruling and then VA's decision mean for other agencies? What sort of precedent does this set?
Well, on the surface, GAO's statement of the Alvera decision only really applies to VA, since they're planning to do different rules than the rest of the government. And while there's some disagreement about how the priority exactly works, service-disabled and veteran-owned small firms are at the top of the list, at least with set-asides, if not for all contracting at VA. But what this does do, and again, this is something that many members in Congress, not just this committee, are paying attention to, that if Congress decides to extend this provision to the rest of the government, or at least to the rest of the set-asides categories, such as 8A, women-owned businesses, this could serve as case law for future protests. So I think there's a lot of people that, while this is VA only, are paying close attention to this. The other piece of this is keep in mind that VA is really leading the rest of the government in contracting with service-disabled and veteran-owned small businesses. So they're facing more challenges, because the volume of awards is just greater. Let me just throw out some numbers real quick. In 2011, VA awarded 19% of their contracts to service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses, and 22% of their contracts to small veteran-owned businesses. Now, inside that 22% is that 19%. So it's not like they were awarded 40%, but still, 22% is pretty incredible when you compare it to the rest of the agencies who are usually below 5%. And let me give you an example. In 2010, now we don't have 2011 numbers for all the agencies yet. But in 2010, DOD awarded less than 2% of their contracts to these firms. Now, as for this committee, Johnson's going to continue to follow what VA does on these issues. They want monthly reports on how many vendors are being certified, how many contract awards are VA making to service disabled and veteran-owned small businesses. And on December 15th, you know Johnson will be first in line to get that, to get the letter from VA that they send to GAO, knowing, explaining what they're going to do with this bid protest.
And we'll be following it, too. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you.